Condoms will be made available to students who request it through school nurses or health centers in Springfield's middle schools and high schools. The students will also receive counseling that is to include a discussion on abstinence, as well as instruction on the proper use and storage of condoms. A so-called opt-out provision lets parents sign a form denying the school's permission to provide condoms to their children. Helen Calton Harris, the director of the Department of Health and Human Services for the city of Springfield, said the condom availability program is sorely needed because Springfield has the fourth highest teen birth rate in the state.
This isn't just an issue about sex and sexuality and condoms. It really is broader. How do we help young people stay in school, get an education, and not grow up in poverty?
Calton Harris said 24% of girls who get pregnant drop out of school, and 46% of the children of teen mothers without a high school diploma live in poverty. Another advocate for condom availability in the schools, Dr. Sarah Perez McAdoo, a physician who heads a health advocacy organization called YEAH, which stands for Youth Empowerment Adolescent Health Network, said surveys have found half of Springfield's ninth graders report having sexual intercourse.
Research that has been done, when you look at the impact of condom availability policies in public school, what we understand is that it actually has been shown that it can decrease sexual activity.
The issue was the most contentious taken up by the local school committee in years. It was approved by the narrowest of margins, a 4-3 vote. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who is the school committee chairman, framed the debate as being about the city's economic well-being and the impact on public safety. He said he was confident the policy is based on research and had been thoroughly vetted by health and education experts.
And should this start from home and a church? Yes, I agree. But it's not coming from there.
School committee member Peter Murphy called free condoms in school bad public policy.
There's no data or empirical evidence or studies that indicates that passing out condoms to 12-year-olds and young middle schoolers is going to reduce teenage pregnancy or improve academic achievement, which is what our goal is on the Springfield School Committee.
School committee members said they had received numerous phone calls and emails from people objecting to providing condoms to children as young as 12. Christy Torres, a parent with a 12-year-old son and a 14-year-old daughter, was thrilled after the school committee vote.
I am I'm so happy. I can't wait to celebrate. We don't need any more teen parents. We just don't. But with this is going to come education. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, that's so important. And some of them aren't getting it at home.
But Matthew Ferry, a father of 2 fifth graders, had urged the school committee to be guided by what he called moral restraint.
It's a very sad day for the Springfield Public School System. Though I respect and understand the school committee and the mayor's discussion on this, I cannot disagree more with this permissive public policy about condom availabilities in our public schools.
The public schools in Holyoke have made condoms available to students for 7 years. Although the most recent statistics from 2009 show Holyoke with the highest teen birth rate among cities in the state, a study in the Journal of Adolescent Health last fall credited condom availability in Holyoke High School with lowering the rates of sexually transmitted diseases in teenage males. Holyoke's mayor, Alex Morse, said the condom policy has been a success.
And I would argue that we need to beef up the condom policy and make sure students know that condoms are available at the schools. I think it's one of those things where people are a little resistant to it, and I've been pushing to make sure that every student in the middle schools and the high schools know that the condoms are there, because what I worry is that we have the policy, but we're not advertising it. We're not marketing it.
Neither the Massachusetts Department of Secondary Education nor the Massachusetts Department of Public Health maintain a record of the school districts with condom availability programs. A spokesman for the Department of Public Health said he knows of roughly 24 schools with such policies. The state health department supplied free condoms to 5 public schools last year at a total cost of $417. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.